Hi, I'm Rashid Okunloru, coach, speaker, author, founder of SoulTrader.biz, and author of Soul Trader. And I'm so glad you're here again for the latest in this Soul Trader podcast series. Welcome to those of you who are regular listeners, and welcome if you've just discovered this series for the first time. I'm really glad that you're here if you're new or if you've been on this journey with us for some time. I want to talk today about networking for success. And networking for success isn't just the name of my latest Soul Trader workshop at the British Library. Networking for success is key. I have a saying that when it comes to networking, which, by the way, of course, people have all sorts of different views about, which we'll come on to in a little while. I often say that if I don't meet, I don't eat. In other words, if I don't meet people, I don't eat, I don't have a business. I'm a big fan of networking, personally, and I know people have so many different views about it. Some people hate it, some people dread it, some people are really nervous about it, some people find it really disingenuous, some people just don't get it, some people feel as though it's a waste of their time and feel as though it doesn't yield anything for their business. But I think that the thing about networking is that it's got to be deeply, deeply understood. Everything is a network. Your friends, your family, the people you know is a network. The internet is a network. The trains run on a network. Everything runs on network. Computers run on networks, and so on. Everything is about the interrelationship between people. And that's what networking actually is. You know, networking isn't just plopping a card into somebody's hand. It's not just saying, I do this and I do this. I run this business. I'm a life coach. I'm an accountant. I'm a financier. I'm a web designer. I'm a jewelry maker. I'm a therapist. I'm a healer or whatever. It's not about that. It's actually about connecting with people and forging rich, lasting relationships that are mutually beneficial. And some networking is about sharing information. Sometimes it's about just connection and socializing and chatting. Sometimes it's about sharing ideas. Sometimes it's about getting to know and understand somebody's business or service. And yeah, sometimes it's about gaining and winning business. That gaining and winning business bit is the tail end of actually any kind of rapport. It's just like marriage is the tail end of meeting somebody in a relationship. It's not the beginning bit. So let's take a close look at networking then, and networking for success. My view on networking, well, let's not even talk about my view. Let's talk about my experience about networking. And I say this in the Soul Trader book. Every piece of business that I've won, every real opportunity that I've won in my life, in my career, has come through networking, has come through conversations. And that's why the conversations chapter in Soul Trader is so important, because it's where it all comes together. It's where your idea, your vision, the mission, all the stuff we talk about in the clarity sections, where it all comes together in terms of actually realizing into real opportunities. It only happens when you're having conversations with people online and person. I'm going to major on online here in this particular podcast. Sorry, I'm going to major on in person, but online is increasingly a part of it. But I will touch on online, I'm sure. And if I don't, I'm sure you're going to drop me a line and say, why didn't you cover it? So we've touched a little bit about what it is and what it isn't. You know, it's not just going in there shoving a card into people's hands. It's far more sophisticated that. It's about building relationships and so on. What's your feeling about networking, by the way? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you loathe it? Just sit with that for a moment. Sometimes I think part of the problem with networking is that we feel as though we need to do it some way that's disingenuous or isn't natural to us. When I'm coaching people, and I was just coaching somebody actually earlier this week, and interestingly, you know, her career is she's a performer in terms of her career, but so she's very used to in her performing work as an entertainer, going out there, being on stage, meeting people, connecting with people, and connecting with audiences. But when it comes to networking for her business, because she runs a business that kind of is related to that, she's not naturally as comfortable with that, which is fascinating, which is interesting, and I think that many people feel the same way. So it might well be that socially you're very comfortable with going out there and meeting people or at parties or what have you, or, you know, in other social contexts, or maybe you do a sport, or maybe you're involved in in a voluntary group or a church or in a meditation group or some health group. But when it comes to this networking thing, or when you're employed, but when it comes to business networking thing, oh my God, it's awful. It's just terrible. So it just means that that something it's not being done with the right heart. You know, you will even come across groups, networking events and groups where sometimes perhaps the spirit of it, the nature how it is run, isn't conducive to people actually necessarily just building those and forging that general connection. So resist the temptation to be someone else and to be anything other than yourself. Resist the temptation to go out there and sell. But I think the first thing is you do need to be prepared. And one of the things that I share in my Networking for Success workshop is, first of all, being clear. We need to be clear who you are, where you are, what you need, what you're looking to achieve in your life, in your career, in your business generally. Be aware of that, because then that's going to help you when it comes to going out there networking, because then you're going to be mindful. You're going to be starting spotting the links, and you're going to be starting spotting the connections and where the possibilities are. I'd say go about that with a really broad lens, because broad but yet focused. Broad in terms of your overall life and where you are in your career overall. One of the things, again, I share in Soul Trader is that when I first went out there networking, I thought that the people that I would meet would become clients, so they'd become customers. And I was soon disappointed. But what I found was I was meeting all sorts of people, good, bad, and indifferent, who are doing all sorts of things, web designers, accountants, financiers, people who run online business, people selling clothes, people making shoes, people doing everything, all types of therapists, trainers, consultants, you name it. I was meeting them, you know, pretty much every kind of business. And I joined the London Chamber of Commerce, which I'm still a member of, because I knew I needed to network. And there you meet all sorts of people, and you know, and lots of business networks, you meet all sorts of people. And it's your job to spot the people who you feel resonate with you, people who you feel that don't resonate with you. And my own strategy with this that I learned, you know, was that spot the people who are good, because you never know who's going to be of use to you, your customers or your clients. And that's really what a network for me is, or for other people in other aspects of your life. It's about meeting good people and having a web of people that you can refer to. And I think particularly when you are a sole trader, S-O-L-E, you know, it's just you. There's just you or a single business owner, or you're running a tiny micro business. The chances are, well, if you're a sole trader, you don't have employees, or that you don't have, you may not necessarily have any kind of help or assistance. So given that you can't do everything yourself, you may well first of all need to go out networking for the graphic designer, for the web designer, for somebody to help you with your terms and conditions. So there's a starting point, the kind of people that you'll be looking out for. And I think it's really important to be looking for people who have these different skills, different experience, the different things that you might be needing. But one thing that lots of people don't talk about necessarily is, do they share your values? They don't need to necessarily be going exactly the same place that you're going, but they need to be on a similar kind of page to you. Because if you're going to be working, if you're going to be sharing, if you're going to be doing business together and so on, it's really difficult, just like in any relationship, if you don't value, honor, respect each other. And again, in my Soul Trader workshop, if you're based in London or the UK, or you're traveling from Europe to come to the workshop, I talk a lot through about the processes of connecting with people. But the first thing is just rapport and connecting with people and just genuinely taking an interest in them. Forget business for a minute. That's really important. Forget selling. The first thing is a relationship. And I just mean that, first of all, that connectivity relationship. It doesn't mean that we're best pals and, you know, we're going to be, you know, and so on, you know, hanging out together. No, it's just about that human connection of genuinely taking interest in them. And this is the thing, again, I say in the Soul Trader book, be genuinely interested in everyone you meet, and everyone you meet will be genuinely interested in you. Spot, do people seem to listen to you? Are you listening to them? I always, my own personal approach is that I like to ask people questions about them first, because I get to find out about them, I get to understand them, I get to get a sense of whether I like them and what they're about, if I feel that they're authentic. Of course, it's all subjective, but subjective to me. Do they chime with me? And to give them that time and that space, because it might well be that everybody else has been saying, I do this, I do that. I want to give them space. I want to find out about them. That's what a true soul trader does. Take an interest in them, find out about them. That's going to be useful for you because you're going to A, know them, get to know them a little bit. B, you will have given them a space for them to talk about what they're doing. C, you would have got a bit more insight into their work. And D, whether you feel that there's some kind of synergy and so on, and a connectivity. So that's really useful. And also, more importantly, by the time you then start talking about your business, they're actually going to be genuinely interested in you. Rather than just going through the motions of what you do. So what I've talked about so far is being aware of your relationship to networking and being aware that it's just about connecting with people and just talking to people. And what I've also talked about is being strategic, being aware about where you are in your life and your career and your business overall and all the different things that it is that you need. It can be very useful when you're networking to realize that when you're in that room, you know, you've got a network of 200 plus, however many people that you need. You're not necessarily just networking for you, but sometimes you could be networking for all sorts of other people that you know. Maybe not formally, but that may well be in the back of your mind. You might start to spot connections. I'm a real connector. People who come along to my workshops know that I love to look down the list of people who are on my workshops. And I spot the synergies. And just recently, a couple of months ago, there were two different contacts of mine. And one ran a training business, one person is a marketing expert. But there was real synergies in terms of these two people. And they both attended this workshop. And I was so excited. And I said, you know, you should speak to them. And now they're doing work together. They're doing work together. There was a real, not only were they, are their businesses complementary, but I knew in terms of their spirits and so on, that they were complementary. And sure enough, naturally, organically, but very quickly, connectivity happened. And this is the thing about being a soul trader, S-O-U-L, trader. You have a different approach. You have a different pace. You have a different purpose. Yes, we're clear and we're strategic. But we also are organic, we're authentic. We genuinely care. We genuinely connect. Maybe there's nothing in it for you. Maybe you're not going to win a piece of business, but maybe it's just that you're able to give that person a pointer and so on, or refer them to something or have you. Don't go overly out of your way to do it. You know, you've still got to make sure that you focus on the things that you need to focus. But sometimes if it's just 5 minutes here or what have you, doing that with good heart and genuine heart, and you'll know when you've got genuine heart, magical things will happen. I have this saying, and it's quoted back to me the other day, and this saying, it's not my saying, but I relate it in terms of context, that then all roads lead to Rome. Because when you become a connector, when you connect people, all roads lead to Rome. All of a sudden, your name keeps on coming back to, oh, Lucy helped me do this, and Lucy knows this person, Lucy pointed me to this person, Lucy then sent a connection via email, putting people in touch. There's something really magical about this. There's something so powerful about this. But it's also sound business sense. It really is absolutely sound business sense, because you are, you're showcasing actually who you are, your authenticity as somebody that people like, as somebody would like to do business with. If you're really clear about who you are and what you're saying, and you're personable and you're professional. By the way, those are the three tips I give in the Soul Trader books. I say that the key in all of this stuff is being personable. You connect with people as themselves. You're professional. You carry yourself professionally. You speak professionally. You're clear about who you are. You provide a good service, a good product. That's essential. And then the third one, which many people fall down on, is then you deliver. You say what you're going to deliver when you say you're going to deliver it. If you say that you're going to email somebody the next day, you email them the next day. If you can't email them the next day, you email them when you remember and apologize for not having email them the next day genuinely, authentically. But most of the time, you'll deliver what you say when you say. You're only as good as your word. And then following up on your word. Be true to your word. It's really important. So don't get overrun. Be mindful, be measured. How much networking do you need to do? Well, it's going to depend on your business, but I think that networking is important pre-start to to get a sense of your marketplace and your competitors. Or competitors is such a funny word. I'm not even sure that other people are competing with you. Other people might be selling the same product or service as you, but are you directly competing with somebody, or are you doing what you're doing and they're doing what they're doing? Discuss. And that's an interesting topic, isn't it, for the future? But you might well be networking early on, as you're planning, as you're researching, as you're getting a feel for your industry, at startup events or at industry events, or as you're retraining in this particular area or your particular field or what have you. You'll probably be networking in the early stages, in the early years of the business, as I was at some business environments or some coaching environments in my field, and then some places where customers might well be. So for me, it's about doing a blend of networking, where your customers are, where your peers are, where opinion formers are, and at shows and events and so on. Have a blended strategy for your networking. But also it's going to be a little bit haphazard too, because one person will invite you here, another person will invite you there. One place will invite you to another place, another person will direct you somewhere else. Follow your instincts, follow your heart, follow the people who are good and skilled people who you're meeting and you're networking with and from your existing network. And then you're going to start spotting the environments, the connections, the events, the shows, the conferences, the meetup groups, and so on that really resonate with you and that are meaningful for you. And again, when you're in the early days, and often the early days are absolutely early years, it's going to be very important as you begin to build custom and build up awareness of you and your business. But then if when you've been in business for a number of years, networking is going to be important. Now, when you've been in business for some time, the chances are that you may well become more busy. Maybe you've got more customers, or you're developing more products, or both, and maybe there's staff and there's other considerations and there's all sorts of projects. You then have got to manage your networking. It can be good if you're lucky, if you're in the field where you can combine your networking and other stuff. So I'm lucky, I'm a speaker, so I try and combine my speaking with when I'm networking. So when I'm running my own events, it's a great way for me to network. If you've got something like that where you can run events and it kind of ties in with your network, so much the better. But you might be doing something where that is kind of different. Depending on what you're doing, there may well be some fields whereby your work is online, your product is online, your product is digital, in which case the digital may take a slight lead over the personal. But I really do feel that you want the blend of both, and I don't feel that anything can ever replace the power of connecting with somebody in person. To use this analogy, if you're online dating, there comes a point where you still got to meet the person in real life, right? And the real life test is the real test of that connectivity, which is one of the reasons why so many people have got so many LinkedIn, Facebook, and all sorts of other social media friends or connections, but actually they are disassociated from people because lots of those contacts aren't real. So it's not necessarily that they're not real, but they're not necessarily consolidated. The connectivity isn't there. So you've got to be really mindful about what your strategy is also there when it comes to connecting with people. And connecting with people on things like LinkedIn is a bit of it's a topic that I have lots of views on. Personally, I like to only connect with people on something like LinkedIn that I have met and that I know and I remember. Otherwise, I've got all these contacts that I don't know and so on. It might well be on something like Twitter, which is, lots of people can be followed by people you don't know or just generally interested in your field. That's fine. That's a different type of communication. So with all these different online platforms, they'll all have a slightly different nuance. Get to know what nuance they are. For me, Twitter is a little bit like a news feed. It's like a news bulletin. Facebook is the kind of thing, obviously, that for friends and for family. And depending on your nature of your business, if you're running a kind of community-related business, Facebook might well have a really good feel and work very well for what you're doing. If you're running a really a very visible product, then Facebook can be very useful. Be mindful of the terms and conditions of these things, and ASAP separating your personal page from your business page, perhaps on a separate sole trader. Online talk, we'll pick up on this with an expert or a guest. So you know, the online is going to be part of your strategy, and maybe that there are specific groups or networks or all sorts of online communities or all sorts of websites that pertain to your field. Look into them, find out what other people use and so on, and just get a feel for what works for you and get a feel for where is it that your customers are actually coming from, because that will give you information in terms of where it is that you might network. You might realize, you know, well, all my businesses come from people I've met and from my own connections and from when I'm at this type of event, in which case that may well be how you major your networking, and that the online networking may well be a support or keeping the visibility or giving people a little bit more of an insight or giving people additional tools or tips or staying in touch with people. But I'm going to begin to bring this to a close now. And I just want to, again, very briefly round up. Be strategic. Know who you are, where you're at, what you're after. Know that networking is just about connecting with people. It's about relationships. Be yourself. Be authentic. I haven't really talked much about working a room and lots of those kind of things. Again, I think there's a little bit more about that in the Sole Trader book. And there definitely is a lot more in my Networking for Success workshops. You might want to check that out. But I would say, you know, before and beyond all those tips and techniques, the secret is to be you. We've talked a little bit about being prepared and following up. There may well be information that you need to know in advance. It might well be that there is, you know, notes or materials that you're wanting to bring in advance, especially if, let's say, you happen to then be running the networking group. Make sure you've got your business cards and that kind of thing so you look professional and that you can just connect with people. Make sure it's a good business card and not a flimsy one, because people will be judging you rightly or wrongly based on that. Certainly rightly if you're a designer and your card is really ill-designed. So you've got to be very mindful about that. But also, more importantly for me, you need to embody what it is that you're talking about and be personable, professional, and deliver. And just think a little bit about how your online networking is going to support that. And be mindful in terms of the flow of your business and how much business that you have and how much business that you need, the times when you need to get back out there. And very often, the thing to be watchful for, I think, is the more and more you get into business and the more busy that you become, are you allowing that time for networking and going there out there and meeting people? Don't be put off if you find that you're going to lots of networking, but you don't directly are getting business. It might be actually when you look at it that you're making connections, that you're learning, or you're gathering all sorts of information. So networking can also be about that. There might be shows, events, conferences, industry developments, or ongoing personal professional development that's part of your networking too. And you might well be meeting associates and contacts or just friends and so on. So, you know, look at your networking in that broad lens rather than just the pounds, shillings and pence, you know, the dollars and the cents that's coming through your business. Be mindful, look at it in the round of its value. And it might be that actually when you look at things, you might think, okay, well, I haven't won business directly through this, but I met this contact and this contact has become a business associate and this contact has led me to business. So you've really often got to look at networking for a rounded lens to really look at the real bottom line value of it to you and your business, not just financially, but in terms of all sorts of contacts and opportunities. And when I look at different types of networks that I've been a member of, some don't on paper pay off financially, but they pay off in other ways, you know. And some of them, well, it's really interesting when I look at them, I might think, okay, well, I've been a member of this particular place and I can only remember two or three contacts coming in directly. But then I may have met somebody else at that particular event and they've been worth thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds in terms of my business. So, you know, you've got to take a long-term view about networking. Blend it, mix it up, see what feels right. You'll know when you need to do more. You'll know when you need to do a little bit less. Think about what times of day suit you. And then over a period of time, if you're building a business and there's other people in your business, whether you're apt to do it or whether other people should be doing it or whether you should blend that. But I think I've given you enough to mull over or consider. And if you are already a home networker, I just want you to think about where are you at with the networking at the moment and what's something that you could slightly improve or fine tune, either in terms of what you're saying, what you're doing. One last thought on that. You know, as you grow and as you develop, I think one of the things that's interesting when you're networking is that are you sometimes what you're saying to people might need to shift, because you might have started out where you were just producing, let's say you're a flower arranger. I love that flower arranger analogy. I know lots of you listen to this. Maybe you first of all started off just for flower arranging, but maybe now you're doing and teaching flower arranging, or maybe you've now embarked into doing bouquets and you're doing corporate functions and all sorts of other things. So sometimes you might need to make sure that your message keeps up with you and you're telling people about the blend of different things that it is that you do. So just be mindful about that too. Thanks so much for being here. Happy networking. Let me know how you get on. If you enjoy these podcasts, please, I'd love it if you would post a review or your comments here. And if you also like these, you might be interested to know that we run regular webinars on soultrader.biz. That's www.soul-trader.biz, and inspiring interviews too. So hopefully I'll see you at an event, or I might well see you online. And speaking of online networking, we've got a Facebook page too, Soul Trader Biz. So look us out, and Soul Trader Biz Twitter feed too. And there's a Rashid Okunlaru Twitter too. So you can find me and follow me there online and practice what we've been preaching here, and hopefully see you at an event in the future. Take care, with every best wish, Rashid.